Today is a very special day. Birthday of Janva Mata, wife of Lord Nityananda. And wife of Lord Ram, Sita Devi, internal potency of Lord Ram. You see, in devotional service, we cannot progress if we don't appreciate other devotees who help us. And we can never neglect, however, whatever, in what way they assist us in our devotional service. Once Srila Prabhupada was, I think he was in Kumbh Mela, I don't remember exactly. And there was a puddle of water. And the devotee gave a hand to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada held his hand and he crossed the puddle. Then after that, Prabhupada shook his hand like this. Prabhupada wanted to teach him. So he shook his hand. So he was bewildered. What did I do wrong? Why Prabhupada shook my hand like this? Then Prabhupada laughed. He said, "This is Mayavadi Gurus do. You take their shelter, or you take their shelter and after that you throw them away. You say, I have achieved liberation, now I don't need you." They think they're going to merge with the light and after that you don't need a guru. Guru disappeared in light. I have merged in the light too. Everything is finished. Relationship with the guru and disciple is finished. But in Vaishnav Sampradaya, we are always depending on the other devotees. Even when we go back to the spiritual world, what to say of personalities like Janva Mata and Sita Devi, Mata Sita. I like to read what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in his Kalyan Kalptaru. He prayed at the lotus feet of Sri Janva Mata. What he says? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "Having fallen into the ocean of misery, my life is a bewilderment, and I do not know how to reach its shore, nor even where to search for it. All my efforts are useless. All my knowledge is useless, as are mysticism, austerity, religious penance, and mundane piety. None of these processes have any power to rescue me. I am weak, helpless. I don't know how to swim across this ocean of ignorance. Who will deliver me from this dangerous predicament? Within this dangerous ocean of material existence, I see the crocodiles of sense gratification. What a terrible sight. Within this ocean, I am tossed about by the turbulent waves, which constantly boils and churns like a ship without a rudder. The impulses and urges that I have acquired from many previous births are like a wind that blows the ship in all directions. My mind is unsteady. This ship has no captain, no direction. I weep in despair, seeing that I cannot cross this ocean of misery. O Janava Devi, today, by the power of your divine qualities, be merciful to this servant of yours. Dispel this illusion which torments me and leave me of the anguish of material existence. Let me take shelter at your lotus feet. For in this way I shall certainly cross over the ocean of birth and death. You are Nityananda Shakti, the divine energy of Nityananda himself. You are the guru of Krishna Bhakti. Be merciful to me and grant me the shade of your holy lotus feet, which are like a wish-fulfilling tree. You have delivered countless abominable sinners. Please deliver me. In the same way today, this lowly sinner falls at your lotus feet, praying for your mercy. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Janva Maya ki, Nityananda ji ki, Bhaktivinoda Thakur ji ki. You see, Lord Balaram's two wives, Varuni and Revati, in Gaur Leela they appear as Vasudha and Janava. The devotee named Suryadas Sarkhela from Shaligram, he had a dream. In the dream, he saw that he is giving both his daughters to Nityananda. So morning when he woke up from the dream, he was so happy and immediately ran toward Navdvip. And Nityananda at that time was in Srivas' house. So he rang and he approached Srivas Thakur. He said, "Please, I had this dream." And immediately they approached Nityananda and they asked Nityananda that this Brahman Suryadas Sarkhela has come and he wants to, he's proposing his two daughters. So Nityananda, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him when he was in Neelachal, after the performing the pastimes in Neelachal, he told, "Now Nityananda, you go to Navdvip and get married." So he said, "First you made me abadut, travel like a sannyasi, made me intoxicated your holy name, now you're telling me to get married. Okay, whatever you say, I follow your order." Because it's like Krishna cannot be separated from Radharani and Lord Ram cannot be separated from Sita Devi. So Balaramji cannot be separated from Varuni and Revati. It's very simple logic. So Nityananda then a beautiful Borogachi Gram. In the Borogachi Gram, the beautiful marriage ceremony was arranged. And this marriage ceremony of Lord Nityananda, all the devotees, Chandrasekhar, Srivas, Thakur, Advaita Acharya, or Murari Gupta, they all went there. So they all participated in this beautiful, beautiful festival of marriage of Lord Nityananda. And Vasudha, Mother Vasudha gave birth to 9 children actually. But 7 died and 2 left. And one was the girl Ganga and other was the Veer Chandra. This is amazing. Is you see, when we have some disturbances in our own life, some calamities, we think, "Oh my God, you know, I'm suffering so much. I've taken Krishna consciousness, I've become devotee. Is no Krishna looking after me?" Isn't it? These sort of thoughts come in the mind. But look at that. Look at this here. 7 children died. Same thing is Devaki. She lost so many children. Same thing is Sachi Mata. She lost so many children. It's a huge calamity, particularly for a mother who keeps child in the womb, and when she loses a child, it's very painful. But all these divine arrangements are arranged by the Lord to teach us how we should perform devotional service in our life. And that's exactly I have just read the Kalaptru from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You see how he is feeling, how I can cross the ocean of this material existence. He's such an advanced, pure devotee of Krishna. So we always have to keep praying in humility. And Vasudha Maya, Janava Maya, she didn't have any child. And later when practically all the devotees, when they disappeared, Chaitanya Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. Then she performed a festival at Khetrigram. At a Khetrigram Srinivas and Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu, they were the left. And they brought all the literature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the philosophy from in a bullock cart from Vrindavan. So when they arranged the festival of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in Khetrigram, this is where the festival was arranged by Janava Maiya. And she personally cooked in that festival. And when they personally cooked in the festival, the devotees were chanting and dancing in that. The chanting and dancing, actually literally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu appeared there. They could see them dancing along with the old devotees. They were in ecstasy. So this whole beautiful festival, and same Janava Maiya, when she went to Vrindavan. You see, we are depending on six Goswamis, isn't it? The whole philosophy is based on them. And now these Goswamis, you can imagine, Jiva Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, or Bhugarva Goswami, Loknath Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur. At that time, they personally, when they heard Janava Maiya has arrived in Vrindavan, they personally served her. They personally took Jiva Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they took her to Vrindavan, to Giriraj Govardhan and Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. How many people taken darshan of the Samadhi over there at Radha Kund? You seen Janava Maiya, you know, over there? This is a spot where Janava Maiya, she was in so much ecstasy. At that time she heard the flute. Krishna was playing flute because Radha Kund, Shyam Kund is not ordinary place. The past times are still going on, but we cannot see. Because our eyes are polluted with so many other impurities, particularly, you know. Well, you can think of every impurity in our eyes. The anger and the ego and the lust, everything is in there. That's why we cannot see. But the pure devotees who perfect their life, these are the internal associates of Krishna, and you know these devotees are not ordinary devotees. But we it taught by our Goswamis, particularly Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, or Jiva Goswami, that they have, moment they heard Janava Maiya, so you can imagine what sort of status Janava Maiya has got. She is the internal potency of Balramji. So we should pray these days. And second come is appearance of Sita Devi. Sita Devi again, wife of Lord Ram. And Sita is personification of tolerance and austerity and chastity. No woman can become like Sita Devi. No man can become like Ram. It's impossible because they are supreme personality of Godhead. But they come to teach us how we should live in this world. Sita Ram are never separated. They're so beautiful pastimes. This is, it's very painful. The entire Ramayana is very painful. Painful in the sense in the devotion service. Pain, the suffering, the separation from the Lord. From the Lord, from the devotees. Each step, each line is painful. Every pastime of Ramayana you pick, you will see the virha. It's called virha. Virha means separation. The love in virha, when you see the feel. Valmiki Muni asked, When Naraji, his guru, came, he asked, this is the duty of a person to inquire. Tadvigyanartham sa guru meva avigachai. One should approach a spiritual master and inquire from him submissively. It is written, even in Gita. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena seva abdakshanta jnanam jnanam tatva darshne. What did Prabhupada translate it? He said, approach a bona fide spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service to him. He will impart the knowledge to you because he has seen the truth. This is Bhagavad Gita. And Narad asked, Valmiki Muni asked Narad. He said, I see in the whole world, is there any person who is very moral, the topmost person, Uttama. Tama mean the darkness. Uttama. Who is Uttama Purusha? And then Narad, he says, is there any person in the world, in the creation? That's the question was asked by Valmiki Muni to his guru. And then the guru says, yes, there is a person. Now, who's that person? Then he briefed it. He didn't give too detailed. He briefed the past. And this is how the Ramayana starts. He briefed. He said, yes, there is one person. His name is Ram. He's son of Dashrath Maharaj. And then he briefed the whole narration, the story. His guru told him, this is Ram. He said, oh, since he heard the story from his guru, he could not forget. So one day, when he was bathing in Tamasa Nadi, at that time, Tamasa Nadi, then he saw a crunch. Crunch is a beautiful bird. And two birds, they were mating, and a hunter came and he shot the arrow. Moment he shot the arrow, immediately, Valmiki Muni, he said, Manishad Prasthitam Tamam Agam Shashvati Sama Tat Kronchi Mithuni Adim Avadi Kama Mohitam. When he said this word to this shlok, it's a curse. He got angry. He told this hunter, he said, Manishad Prasthitam. Oh Nishad, you Tam Agam Shashvati Sama, you go and suffer for the eternity. That's what he cursed him. When he cursed him like that, he says, you suffer for eternity. You may see in Christianity or in other religions at eternity. But here, Valmiki Muni is telling him, say, go suffer eternity. Tad kronch mithun adhikim avadi. This kronch, they were not saying anything. They were kam mohitam they were just mating, both of them, male and female. And why did you shot them at this particular moment? And when he cursed, then he could not forget this shloka. This is the very first shloka of Valmiki. This is the very first shloka of Ramayana. And when he was thinking, he could not forget this shloka. It was not coming out of his. He was keep rotating this poem. This poem, little poem. This is the poetry actually. We can't sing in that meter. I'm not a singer anyway. But even the topmost singer, they cannot sing this sort of poetry because this poetry is actually written by Valmiki Muni. Topmost poetry. So when Valmiki Muni cursed his disciples, when he went to his hermitage, his disciples, he told them, like sometime Guru come and share with his disciples. So he said, I cannot forget. He said, oh, Guru Maharaj, what did you say to this hunter? When he said that, immediately this moment they heard these verses, even they could not forget. That time Brahma arrived. And Brahma says to Valmiki Muni, oh Valmiki Muni, this is not something what you have said. It's not an accident. It is a divine arrangement of the Lord. Lord Narayan. This is actually a poem. Now you remember your guru has given you, he briefed you about Ram. Do you remember? He said, yes. He said, now meditate on that. So moment he could see the entire, because Ram Rameti, Ram Rameti, Ram Rameti. This is how Valmiki Muni is always chanting Ram, 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 Ram. And simply by chanting Ram, 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 he could see the entire Leela of Ram. And in this Ramalila, Sita is the main role in this Ramalila. And what is this Ramalila is? This is not Balmiki Giri Sambhuta Ram Sagra Gamani Ramayana Mahanadi Punati Bhuvta Puna Chutra Raghunath Asya Shatkoti Pradishtam Ekaksham Mahapakmunasham Pujam Ram Rameti Ram Rameti Madhur Madhur Aksham. This is the beautiful Mangalacharan of Ramayana. Like we do in Gaudiya Vaishnava, we do Mangalacharan. Isn't it? What is the Mangalacharan we do? Om Agyan, Tamarandasya, Gyananjansha. We do that. But when you do Ramanuja Sampradaya, when you go, they chant this. This is the Mangalacharan in Ramanuja Sampradaya. What is this Mangalacharan? It's beautiful because the whole philosophy is based on Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana. Sometimes people, these days, people have polluted little Ramchitamanas. But actually Ramchitamanas is a pure. There is no difference. It's like we have got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, we got Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then we got Chaitanya Bhagavat. Then we got Chaitanya Mangal. The pastimes which are described in Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamrita, which were left, they were something like this, isn't it? The some pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, some are in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ramayana is only one Ramayana, that is called Valmiki Ramayana. Other one is Ramchitamanas, actually it was told by Shiva to Parvati. Like there is in a Gita, Gita is spoken by whom? Gita is spoken by Krishna. To whom? Dialogue between Krishna and Arjun. Then who written it? Who written it? Vyasadev. Vyasadev, Prabhupada explains. He recorded it. He put in the written form. Similarly, Ramchit is described by Shiva to Parvati. And it is written by Goswami Tulsidas. He is incarnation of Valmiki Muni. In Ramanandi Sampradaya, they meditate on Ramanandi Sampradaya is part of Ramanuja Sampradaya. And Ramanandi Sampradaya, they meditate on both, particularly meditate on Ramchitamanas. And in Mangalacharya, in a Mangalacharan, it is a Valmiki Giri Sambhuta. Valmiki is like a mountain. Valmiki Muni is like a mountain. And Ram Sagar Gamini. And Ram is like an ocean. What is it? Valmiki is a mountain. And Ram Sagar Gamini, Ram is like an ocean. And then what happens? Ramayana Mahanadi. You see what happens? From the rivers, they come from where? They come from mountains, isn't it? So it is described in the Mangalacharan of Ramayana. It says, Valmiki Giri Sambhuta. Valmiki is a mountain. Ram Sagar Gamani. Ram is an ocean. And Ramayana Mahanadi. Ramayana is like a river. Punati Bhuvan Punya. Anybody is very fortunate, he can take dip in this Ramayana Rupi Nadi, Ramayana Rupi River. So person who takes dip in the Ramayana Rupi Nadi, what happens to him? What's in this Nadi? You see, on ordinary river you go, what do you find in the ordinary river? You find water. But in this river, what you find? Chitra Raghunathasya. You find the pastimes of Raghunath, of Ram pastimes. And what sort of pastime we find? Shat koti patishtam. Shat koti. Koti mean crore. Koti mean not type. These days everybody writing on WhatsApp, some new mundane people, you know, without knowledge. Oh, there are 33 type devatas. Baba, 33 koti mean crore. Shat koti patishtam. That shat mean 100. 100, isn't it? Yeah, 100 koti pratishtitam, hundreds of crores, pastimes of ekaksham mahapakam patak nakshamam. Is such a nadi, is such a river that one akshar, one word of this mahapatak nashanam, that it destroys the mahapapa. All sinful reactions can be simply destroyed from the one drip, one drop of this nadi. One name of Ram. This is how powerful it is. Pujam Ram Rameti Madhur Madhuraksham. Ram Rameti Ram Rameti Ram. This is how Balmiki Muni is chanting Ram 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 Ram. And it is so madhur. It is so beautiful. It is so madhur. What is the meaning of madhur? Anybody knows? Madhu mean is honey. Sweet. Madhur Madhuraksham. It is so sweet. It's sweeter than the honey. The name of Ram, 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 Ram. And Ram, before Ram, what happens comes? Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram. Because Ram cannot be approached without Sita Devi. Bande Balmiki Kokilam. Balmiki is like Kokil. Kokila, Kokil. You know Kokil? There's a bird. Anybody knows the English of the bird? Do you know anybody knows? Quail. You know? I don't know English, okay. Cuckoo. Cuckoo. Cuckoo is English word? Okay. It's a quail. This is how she sings very sweet, not like a crow. Balmiki Muni is like a kokil. So sings Ram. Ram Rameti, Ram Rameti, Ram Rameti. And Sita is part of that. And Sita in these pastimes of Ram, Sita has gone through so much separation, so much suffering, painful. When Sita was a little child, they used to do kanyadan. Kanyadan in Vedic culture, kanyadan means boy used to be very small, girls used to be 11, and boy used to be very young. So this is a Vedic culture. Even was practiced not very long ago. That doesn't mean old man would marry young girls. No, young boy marry girl, bal vivah, kanyadan. This is called kanyadan. Before even 11, the girl was married. Boy used to be very young. Even in our own family, my brother was 17. My brother's wife, she was 15. My other sister, she was 15 when they got married. Young age, 16. Other sister married. Very young age, they used to marry. And this young child of this Janak Maharaj, Janak didn't have child. So he was recommended that go perform a yajna. You'll be awarded with a child. The moment he gone for a yajna, yajna shala, he said, let us, you see, when you're having a, performing a yajna, you need to, you know, like when we do the festival of Janamashtami, you know, we make preparations. Prepare the ground. If ground is uneven, let's make it even. So Janak Maharaj personally took a plow so he can plow the ground. He can just start plowing the ground, so level the ground up, and then we do yajna there. Moment he was doing is his plow, hull. It got stuck. The top of the hull, the piece is called seetha. And the seetha, the little piece of the hull, it got stuck in the ground. So thinking, why it got stuck in the ground? Moment they pulled out a little pot. And in that pot, there was a beautiful, beautiful golden girl was there. And this beautiful golden girl, who was the girl? Sita, she appeared from earth. Sita appeared from earth, and she entered back into the earth at the end of the pastimes. He looked after Sita. Sita gone through the whole pastimes. I will try to brief it a little bit now. And the end, when she was living in the hermitage of Balmiki Muni, at that time when she had love and Kush, and love and Kush were taught by the mother and by the Balmiki Muni about Ram. And because mother, she nurtured the both children. And this is when Sita Devi, when both of them were very expert in singing, because it's a poem, it's a poetry. 24,000 verses of a Ramayana, seven khands, it's like seven rooms. You see, you want to meet somebody, each room you enter, and you're much closer to Ram. Bala Khanda, Ayodhya Khanda, Aranya Khanda, Kishkindha Khanda, Sundara Khanda, Lanka Khanda, Uttara Khanda. Seven parts of Ramayana. And in the end, And Lava Kush, they would sing this whole poem of Ramayana so nicely that one day when they went to Ayodhya, and when Ram heard some two boys, Rishi boys, they are singing some very nice poetry, so he was captured. So they said, invite these two boys. When they went to the arena of Ayodhya where Ram was sitting on the throne, so all his other ministers were sitting. Moment these two boys, they went with the veena and they were chanting these 24,000 verses. When they're chanting, and Ram captivated with the beauty of the, by hearing Ramayana, he forgotten himself where he is sitting. So he stepped down and he sat on the floor hearing these two boys. And these two boys were so trained because they're son of Kshatriya, son of Ram. And they were so expert in archery, two young boys, that anyway they sang and they came back, and he didn't know that these boys are going back to their hermitage, Valmiki Munis. And when Ram left Ashva, Ashva means horse. So when Vijay Ashva he left, so they captured the Vijay Ashva. So all these Shatrughan and all others, they were there. They said, no, don't capture. You are two young boys. Why are you capturing this little horse? This horse is for the kings. Sita Ram, Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. Shishir Radha Gokulna Goritai ki jai. But they did not leave. They said, oh, no, no. He said, no, no, you can't touch. This is not for toy. This is not a playing game, children. This is for, this horse belongs to Lord Ram. He said, oh, so what? It belongs to Ayodhya. He said, no, so do you fight with us? You take the horse. So these two boys, when the same Shatrughan was defeated, the same Lakshman was defeated by these two boys. Actually, he captured them. He even tied Lakshman up and Shatrughan. And the Hanuman, when he heard, he said, oh my God, these two boys, how could dare they can catch the horse of Ram? So Hanuman personally came. And when Hanuman personally came, at that time, both boys, Lav and Kush, they captured Hanuman even. Hanuman, who was, you can imagine how powerful Hanuman is. So they captured Hanuman. And they tied him up. And then they were teasing all the boys. They were playing on the street of the forest. They brought it in front of Sita. Oh, Mother Sita, we caught one monkey. He's actually a vanar. Vanar does not mean like wild monkeys, what we see in Vrindavan. Vanar mean the people who live in a vanaspati. They eat only vanaspati. That's the real meaning of vanar. They live in forest. Vanaspati, who eat in vanaspati. So, when they said, it's a vanar, we have caught. And immediately Sita said, oh, no, no, no. Then Ram heard, he came. Moment Ram heard, who has done this? So, that's the last time when they confronted Sita, and Ram confronted Sita. At that time, Ram immediately, you know, he asked Sita, you know, you've gone through a very rough time in your life. At that time, Sita said, no, no, now I'm going back. And then Lav Kush, she gave Lav Kush to them. She said, this is your father. This is Ram. This is the Ram who you have been worshipping whole life. And Sita gone through such a calamity. But these calamities of Sita was taught separation. Because in one pastime, when Krishna does his pastime in any other incarnations, particularly Ram pastimes are second best pastimes. Krishna's first pastimes are Leela Parshottam. He explains how I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Ram pastime, he shows how one should behave in the human form of life. But when he was coming, when all the Devi Devatas, they approached Ram to come down, at that time Ram came. But Ram came, then he decided, okay, I'm going to go to forest. For 14 years, he could have come and killed Ravan straight away. He don't need to go through the forest. Now, even if he's going to the forest, there was no need to get separation from his wife last year of the exile. But these all are very deep pastimes. There's a reasons behind it. And how Krishna does it, I'll just brief it to you. It's like three pastimes in one. First reason, it was came of Vedavati. The Vedavati was the one to whom she has given her heart to Narayan. She accepted Narayan, my husband. And when Ravana saw Vedavati, very beautiful young girl who is meditating in the forest, he came, he said, why are you meditating? You accept me as your husband? She said, no, I have already given my heart to Narayan. He is the best husband. He never dies. I will never become a widow. So I don't want to become a widow. So he is Narayan. I have already accepted my husband. And forcefully, he quote Vedavati, and Vedavati said, you have touched me. Now I'm going to burn my body. But let me tell you, you're so proud. I will be the cause of your destruction. That was the one reason. So I will be the cause of your destruction and your Lanka will burn. There's so many other pastimes that are involved in these. And second pastime is because of Narad. In Ramchitmanas, Narad, when when Daksh Maharaj cursed Narad that you cannot stay at one place for 3 days, at that time, he just calmed down himself and he sat in one place to meditate. At that particular time, Indra sent Kamadevata to disturb Narad. But Narad was not disturbed by Kamadevata. So he asked, Indra asked forgiveness from Narada. And Narada, even he is such a pure deity, he is a guru. He is our guru. All of us have a guru. Direct disciple of Brahma. But in this pastime, he shows how Maya is strong. And Narada himself, he became little puffed up. So Narad Muni went to Shiva. He said, Lord Shiva, I have conquered Kamadevata. So that's how Kamadevata came to me. I was sitting and this happened. You see, like sometimes happens to us sometime, and we tell the devotee, this is what happened to me and I escaped from Maya. So Narad Muni went to him and he said, look, this is what happened. And this Kamadevata came and he sent some of his associates. But somehow there I have defeated them. He said, Shiva advised him. He said, okay, Narada, my brother, you told me this story. Don't go and tell to Narayan ever this story. Don't ever tell him. But again, Narada went. This whole divine arrangement of Krishna, he cannot be touched by Maya because he's a pure devotee of Krishna. But his arrangement for the pastimes. And Narada went to Narayan and he said, oh, Narayan offered his obeisances. And then he said, well, something happened. What happened? Oh, this is how I have conquered this Kamadevata. Oh, Narayan said, oh, really? And then he wanted to immediately, he said, oh, this little seed of egoism is coming into the heart of my devotee. Let me remove it. So immediately Narayan arranged an illusory city simply to remove the anartha from Narada, which is just entering. And he arranged an illusory city. In this illusory city, there was all demigods are there and all the kings are there. There's a beautiful, beautiful, I've forgotten the name of the girl. So the girl was arranged and she was so beautiful. And Narada said, oh, he said, oh, please. And then he went to his heart, he said, no, I'm going to marry this girl. So that's the time Narada Muni, he asked for Narayan. He said, to whom should I ask? So he meditated on Narayan. Please make me such a way that I get married to this girl. Devotees go through this sort of thing sometime, isn't it? So Narada, when he prayed, then Narayan appeared. And Narayan appeared in front of Narada. And then he told him, all right, he said, I'll do best for you. Don't worry. And Krishna, what does Krishna do? He does best for us. Prabhupada said that. He said, sometimes Krishna doesn't give us things we want, our way, but Krishna has his own way. Prabhupada told to Gira Swami, he said, you have got your plan, I've got my plan, and Krishna got his plan. So Krishna's plan was So he made Narada a face of a monkey. So Narada was thinking, Narada said, Narayan has made me very beautiful. So it go in front of this, the girl had a garland. So she was thinking, wherever Narada is, she would go and to put, and she would refuse to put the garland on onto the neck of Narada. And finally when Narada looked him in the mirror, he saw, my God, he's a monkey. And immediately cursed. It's like Tulsi Devi cursed Narayan. These curses are divine curses. They are not ordinary curses. So like Tulsi, Vrinda Devi cursed Narayan to become a Shaligram. So similarly, Narada cursed to Narayan at that time. He said, oh, like I am separating from a wife. I wish you get separated as well from the wife. And then you will realize how what the separation feels like. And then he said, all right. He said, you made me monkey face. And when you will be separated from your wife, these monkey will unite you. And then immediately illusory energy was taken by Narayan. And immediately Narada fell. He said, why the hell did I say that? Why you made me say that? I'm so sorry, Narayan. How can I do that? And then Narayan said, no, this whole divine arrangement, don't worry, I arranged it for you. So then, these are all arrangements by Narayan. So we have to be very careful. And Sita Devi, she has, when she gone to the forest, and she was separated, and the Maya Sita went, it was taken Maya Sita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed this. And then this whole Sita Devi asked even after coming through the fire sacrifice from the fire, he asked, he said, you come, and Lakshman was very angry. He said, how can you ask? He never ever got angry with his brother Ram, but this time Lakshman asked Ram. He said, Ram, how can you do that? How can you ask your pure wife to come through a fire? She's pure. She can never be... And actually, Ravana never touched her. Yes, he kidnapped her, but he put in the Ashok Vatika. You know what the Ashok Vatika mean is? Generally, people don't know the meaning of it. Shok mean a lamentation. When you're morose, when you're lamenting. Ashok mean where there is no shok. So Ravan, even he was a demon, he had a beautiful garden which was without any lamentation. It was full of flowers, full of fruits. It was so beautiful, lakes, everything. It was most beautiful garden in the whole creation he made. He had a Soneki Lanka. So he put Sita into the Ashok Vatika. That's the best he provided. He said, please, you, because he was cursed. Ravan had a curse on him that if he touch any woman without the will, he will be killed. So he was not touching her. He was approaching her all the time. Oh, please, you marry me. And the Sita would just bring one little kusha. On the name of Ram, she would just show him the kusha, and Ravan will get frightened. This is how powerful Ram name is. Simply one kusha. Kusha means one, what is called? Tinka, kya bolte usko? Blade of grass, dry grass. She would just, moment Ravan come, she would just say, Jai Shri Ram, that's it. She would say, Ram, and he would get frightened. Oh my God, you know. He could not touch. Sita was untouched by Ravan. Even this was Maya Sita. The original Sita was with Agni Dev. When the Sita came at that time, when he asked, no, come through the fire. What was the reason behind it? The reason behind it, the Sita which was captured by Ravana, it was Vedvati. Maya Sita, Ochaya Sita. These are two different names. Maya Sita, Ochaya Sita. So when this original name was Vedvati, when Ram said, go into the fire. That was the reason when she entered into the fire, she went to the Agni Dev, and then original Sita, Agni Dev, delivered it to Ram. When real Sita came, she asked Ram, Ram, this Vedvati has served us for 1 year in our pastimes, marry her. He said, no, I'm not going to marry her. Because I have come to show ek patni vrata. I have taken a vow of one wife. Of course, in the next life, she took as a... He said, I will marry her in a Kali Yuga. Then Tirupati Balaji. What's her name? I've forgotten. Huh? Padmavati. And? Padmavati married, I've forgotten the name. So this is Narayan. She came as a Padmavati, then he fulfilled the desire of Shrinivas. So Narayan Ram came as Shrinivas and Padmavati married Narayan. This is Tirupati Balaji. But all these past times of Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Sita Ram, she gone through such a separation in her life. You know, Ram was only 16 years old when they went to forest. Sita was, I don't remember exact, 13, 14 years old, a young girl. Can you imagine a young girl going into the forest? And Ram said, don't come with me. No. It's a full of... And night before, Sita was saying to Ram, we should go one day. Like we, you know, people say, let's go to some hill station. Let's go for a picnic, some nice forest or something. And she was requesting Ram, wish I want to go one day to see some rishis in the forest, how they meditate. And Ram said, and the next day the promise was fulfilled. And Ram told Sita, there's the snakes, there are scorpions, there are tigers, there are bears, it is so dangerous. You can't live barefoot. A young girl who never stepped down is a princess. A barefoot she lived. She said, no, wherever my husband is, wherever you are, Ram, that is my Ayodhya. And 14 years they ate Kandamool only. There's one fruit, it's called Sitafal. Anybody eaten that? One is small one. This is actually, it's called Kandamool. It's like this big. It's about this big. It's a root. About sometimes this big root. It's very beautiful. It's more like little texture like coconut. But coconut is a little more like coconut. It's very, very beautiful. This is how Ram was eating the fruit. It was easily available over there. Living on roots and the fruits for 14 years. And the young girl and the last year was a terrible year. So that does not mean Sita, original Sita, was just enjoying this. She was feeling the same pain what Vedvati was feeling. Vedvati is part of Sita. It's another Sita. It's a chaya. It's a reflection of Sita. So Sita was feeling the pain and suffering, separation from Ram. So in our own life, it's impossible for us to bear this sort of toleration. We haven't got that much toleration in our life. We can't tolerate. These days it will be considered abuse. But Sita gone through all these things. And Ram is never separated from Sita, because moment when Sita was abandoned, Ram had a deity, golden deity. It was called Sone Ki Sita. So Ram was never separate from Sita. Ram had a golden Sita right next to him. And anything he performed as a householder, he performed with the Sita. So another pastime shown in Ramayana is that deities are non-different to the personalities. So Sone Ki Sita, golden Sita, was always with Ram. And the Sita was living simultaneously in the golden form. She was living with Ram in Ayodhya. And in other form, she was living in the hermitage of Valmiki Muni. So these days, we are worshipping to these internal potencies of Nityananda Prabhu, Janva Mata, and the internal potency of Lord Ram. So whenever we chant the name, we chant Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram. There's never Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram. It's always Sita Ram. Sita is the first. Prabhupada explained. And we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare means the energy of Krishna. This is Radharani. Hare means Radharani. So if you are calling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, O energy of Krishna, all attractive, all enjoyer, please engage us in your service. So we should pray to the internal potency of Krishna Sita Devi today, that please give us strength, give us power. We are helpless. It's not that out of mithya ankar. Sometimes people say, oh Prabhu, you know, I'm humble. Humility is, we are helpless. We cannot say, I can do it. We cannot do it. It's so insignificant. It is such a mithya ahankar. It's such a false ego. When we say false ego, it is a false ego. You know, let me add you one thing. That we all will be forgotten very soon. Our existence will be finished. Nobody will think about us. Whatever, whoever we are, just imagine, my father, grandfather, great, great, great grandfather, we don't know who he is. 7 billion people on the planet Earth, nobody knows my great, 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 great grandfather. Nobody knows what he was doing. Nobody knows what sort of wealth he had. Nobody knows what sort of reputation he had. Do you remember? Does anybody in the room knows 10 generations before who your father was, great-great-grandfather was, what sort of wealth he had, what he was? You may had a little name. Sometimes people make a family tree. You may go and trace out your names. Doesn't mean anything. Similarly, whoever we are, one may be, whoever on the planet Earth, 7 billion people, I challenge anybody. No matter how big the person is, in any organization, in any society, in any business, no matter whoever person is, 200, 300, 400 years, nobody will know who the hell he was. Nobody will know us, who we are. Nobody will know us. This is called mithya ahankar. And we are thinking, I am doing it. What are we doing it? Nothing. So losing our life for the status, for the material achievements, they will all be finished. For the power, for the name, it's a waste of time. This is called mithya. This is called false ego. So in the human form of life which we have got now, we should use to accumulate the real wealth. The real wealth is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every time we utter this name, in the night while we are sleeping, you wake up for a few minutes and you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, how can I chant 24 hours? We can chant, Prabhupada said, while you are chewing your prasadam, you chant at that time even. While you're chanting even. Every word we chant, every time we chant Krishna, Krishna, Ram's names, Krishna's names, every time we chant, somehow, whatever the way we chant, this wealth will perfect our life. Nothing else will perfect our life. All the power, all the name, all the fame, everything will be destroyed. Nobody will think about it, no matter how big building you make. I was in USA last week. I went to see 26 Second Avenue. Beautiful place. And the Tompkins Square Park. How many people have seen this place? Can you lift your hands up? You see? No? Nobody gone there? Very spiritual. The moment you enter 26 Second Avenue, you see what it is. And Tompkins Square Park, I used to think is big. But even now I went last week. When I was there, I said, oh my God, this is little small. When we saw, the moment we entered in there, there's still some people, same time, at the time of Prabhupada, they were taking drugs. Even now you see some of the people were playing chess and taking drugs. And I could not resist. Some other just said to them, the moment I entered the park, I said, Hare Krishna. Guess what they done? They all said, Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Wow. The power is there. So we were six of us. The moment we went there, we paid our obeisance. We were looking at the tree. It's written over there, Hare Krishna tree. And there's a plaque on one side. So while we were there, we thought, we got to do the kirtan here. And you can see the church. Have you seen the photos? In Tompkins Square Park, there's a church where Prabhupada used to stand and chant Hare Krishna. And there's a church behind it. That's how we recognize. And we're looking like this. Looking at the trees, my God, you know, we paid our obeisances. We start chanting Hare Krishna. And immediately, you believe it or not, some other devotees came from somewhere else. So there are lots of visitors come to see the tree. It's a holy tree. They call it Hare Krishna tree. Can you imagine this tree? This tree has come from spiritual world, maybe, you know, to come to be participate in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's, this movement of Hare Krishna. It's a beautiful tree, and we all chanted, and guess what? Another couple came from Bangalore or somewhere. There's another devotee came. He came with a box of prasad. He said, I came to sort out this plaque, and then he joined with the kirtan. And guess what? There's another guy came up. Another some person, he's an activist, he came and he was start chanting Hare Krishna with us. And immediately there was a whole group of people over there doing the whole, everybody doing Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This word is our asset. We should forget everything else in the life. Forget about all the status, forget about everything else. Name, fame, forget it. It's not going to come with us. So we should study Prabhupada books and the beautiful gift and pray to the internal potency of Lord Ram and Lord Krishna and Lord Nityananda, Lord Gaurangas. And along with that, pray to all the devotees who help us. With the shelter of all the devotees, we can practice this Krishna consciousness. And fulfill the purpose of our life in this life, not next life. Next life, yes. Why waste? We got now. Life is now. Why wait? And we can die any moment. There's one devotee, he passed away. What was his name? Badra? Yeah. See? Yeah. You never know. I was telling a few weeks ago in Vrindavan, all we are sitting here in the temple, it may be our last season. We may not be exist next year or next month. We may not be there tomorrow, next week. We may not be here. Don't think that we will, we got long life. Life is very short. We can die. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe next month, maybe next year, maybe few years. There's no point wasting life. There's no point wasting life in conflicts, in disagreements. Somebody may have, every devotee come with their own karma, with their own bag, with their own purification. Every devotee will understand Krishna consciousness according to their own levels. There may be different devotees understanding Krishna consciousness different ways. But actually there's only one way. The one way is there's a Krishna. And the process to attain Krishna is given by Prabhupada and all of our acharyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Take prasadam, associate with devotees. This is the only process. Along with that, if you add something, they are all mirch masalas. They are not really processes. It's a concoctions. Everything else is concoctions. Simple process. You know, I like to add something. I was in America. Somebody said to me, oh, we had some few faults, few mistakes in Krishna consciousness. Some people don't have very good name in ISKCON in America. Somebody was telling this. But you guess, believe me or not. It's a Kali Yuga, people forget. I was in the streets of New York, busy streets. I told them openly, I'm from ISKCON. People loved it. We get opportunity to preach to people, simple, newcomers, nobody. Nobody cares. Simply take with one message, chant Krishna's names, distribute books. Like Prabhuji goes, he goes with Vishambar Prabhu, goes with the books. Let the books talk. Prabhupada, you're giving a pure devotee in somebody's house. You know what? One thing is we can go, we can give association, sometimes devotees can go and preach. Somebody comes to your doors in the temple, you sit with the person, you explain to them. Very simple philosophy, there is a Krishna with a God, and the pure devotee of Krishna and Krishna himself, they recommended the process to achieve the established relationship with God is simply chanting Hare Krishna. Is that a simple message? And if you want to know further, read these books. Is that simple? Take prasad and dance. So we can associate with somebody, we can spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes with the person, but if you give a book of Prabhupada, then Prabhupada stays with the person forever. That book given to someone, that book is not different to Prabhupada. This is Prabhupada himself. Because the book is with him, the association of Prabhupada is with him in his room. Moment he will pick it up, Prabhupada will speak. So that book, Prabhupada, who is speaking? Prabhupada speaking. So moment he will read Prabhupada, if he have just little attention, little attentively, if he read Prabhupada, immediately he is bound to become a devotee. It's that simple. So process is very simple. The process is simply chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna and Krishna and nothing else but Krishna. And by chanting Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, we can chant with Krishna, we can dance with Krishna, we can feast with Krishna. And we're already doing it, and then you will do a little more. That's all it is, isn't it? Okay, I stop it here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sita Devi Mata ki jai, Janva Devi Mata ki jai, Nitai Go Premanande.